Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us in the studio as he does at this time each week is our resident quizzer, Mike Nothnagel. Yo, Mike.
How you doing over there?
I'm excited. It's my favorite time of the week. Before we can play, though, let's clear up last week's challenge.
In which I said, start with the phrase national park. Rearrange the letters and you can spell the names, one 4 letters, one 8 letters, of two foods often used in southern cooking. What are they?
They are okra and plantain.
They are indeed, one of which I like much better than the other.
But we won't say which.
We don't want to upset big okra.
I think you just said it.
Oh, well. All right, Ian, on March 4th, 1957, the S&P 500 stock index was introduced. The S&P stands for Standard & Poor's, the financial services company that introduced their first stock index in 1923. The 500 refers to the 500 companies whose stocks comprise the S&P 500, although there are actually 505 individual stocks on the list. Google and 20th Century Fox are two of the companies that have two stocks on the index. In honor of the S&P 500's introduction, each correct answer will be a name, title, or two-word phrase with the initials S.P.
Sounds pleasurable.
Despite the evidence that Ireland never had any snakes to begin with, what bishop, known as the Apostle of Ireland, is credited with chasing all the snakes in Ireland into the sea after they attacked him during a fast he was undertaking at the time?
St. Patrick.
Correct. Based on a 1947 book by James Michener and featuring the songs Some Enchanted Evening and Bally High, what 1949 Rodgers and Hammerstein musical won 10 Tony Awards and became the second longest-running Broadway production to date after Oklahoma?
South Pacific.
Very good. And the James Michener novel it's based on won the 1948 Pulitzer Prize for Fiction, and South Pacific, the Broadway musical, won the 1950 Pulitzer Prize for Drama. In baseball, what name is given to the sequence of events in which the batter bunts with a runner on third base with the intention of being thrown out at first base, allowing the runner on third to score?
That is the squeeze play.
It is the squeeze play, and it is said to have been invented at Yale by a man named George Case, who went on later to found a very famous law firm in New York City, I believe. What Russian composer wrote an opera based on Leo Tolstoy's novel War and Peace and a ballet based on Romeo and Juliet, but is perhaps best known for his 1936 symphony Peter and the Wolf?
Prokofiev?
Do you know what his first name is? The S?
Sergei.
Peter and the Wolf was written in 4 days. And finally, before starring in To Sir with Love, In the Heat of the Night, and Guess Who's Coming to Dinner, what actor became the first African-American to win the Academy Award for Best Actor for his performance in 1964's Lilies of the Field?
Sidney Poitier.
That is correct. And he was not the first African-American to win an Academy Award overall. That distinction goes to Hattie McDaniel for her role in Gone with the Wind. Well, Ian was a real smarty pants and gave another stellar performance this week. Let us know how well you did. Quiz at WAMC.org.
Or you can get a second peek at this week's show at WAMC.org/anyquestions, where we also have this week's challenge and the rest of this week's show. Mike?
Start with the phrase South Pole. Change one letter to an R, and you can rearrange the result to spell a word that names things explorers might look through. What are they?
Mike Nothnagel's associate professor of mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, Facebook, and other outlets. Mike, I'll get to work on that challenge, and we will return at this same time next week.
We will see you then.